This is Akashwani, the news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. President Draupadi Murmu has said the government is fully committed to social justice in its true sense, and as a result of this, 25 crore citizens have overcome poverty during the last decade. Addressing the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament today on the first day of budget session, President Murmu said during the third term of the government, the campaign to empower the poor has moved forward with greater momentum. President Murmu said at the beginning of 2014, social security schemes could reach only 25 crore citizens. She said with the continuous efforts of the government, about 95 crore Indians have social security cover today. The president said that the vision of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas is bringing positive change in the lives of all citizens of the country.
Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas ka vision desh ke har nagarik ke jeevan mein sakaratmak prabhav la raha hai. Barsh 2014 ki shuruaat mein sirf 25 crore nagariko tak ki social security ki yojanaen pahunch pati thi. Sarkar ke prayason mein nirantarata ki wajah se aaj kareeb 95 crore bharatiyon ko social security ka kavach mila hai.
Lauding the valour and prowess of the Indian Defence Forces during Operation Sindoor, she said, using its own resources, the country destroyed the base camps of terrorists. She said, the government has sent a strong message that any terrorist attack on India will receive a firm and decisive response. She said, after Operation Sindoor, confidence in Made in India defence platforms has grown stronger.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से विश्व ने भारतीय सेना का शौर्य और पराक्रम देखा हमारे देश ने अपने संसाधनों के बल पर आतंकियों के अड्डे को ध्वस्त कर दिया है मेरी सरकार ने कड़ा संदेश दिया है कि भारत पर किसी भी आतंकी हमले का जवाब दृढ़ और निर्णायक होगा सिद्धू जोल समझौते को स्थगित किया जाना भी आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध हमारी लड़ाई का हिस्सा है
Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar died in a plane crash at Maharashtra's Baramati this morning. The Civil Aviation Ministry informed that a Learjet 45 VTSSK aircraft operated by VSR crash-landed at Baramati Airport earlier today. The ministry added that there were 5 personnel on board, including the Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister, with 2 more personnel and 2 crew members. Officials said that no one on board survived the crash. Further details are awaited. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav have expressed profound grief over the demise of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, will investigate the plane crash at Baramati Airport that killed Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar and 4 others today. Sources in the Ministry of Aviation, Civil Aviation informed that the AAIB team has departed from Delhi to Pune and will proceed to Baramati to inspect the site and begin the investigation. A day after India and the European Union finalized India-European Union Free Trade Agreement deal, US Trade Representative Jamieson Greer said the landmark free trade agreement positions India strongly amid shifting global trade dynamics driven by the United States' new economic approach. In an interview with a private media, Mr. Greer said major economies, especially the European Union, are now looking for alternative export destinations as US market access tightens. He said the EU is turning to India to sustain its trade flows. Mr. Greer said India is well placed to benefit due to its competitive advantages, including low-cost labour, and could see a strong economic upswing from the agreement. In cricket, the fourth T20 between India and New Zealand will be played at ACA VDCA Stadium in Visakhapatnam in the evening. Earlier, India registered a crushing 8-wicket victory over New Zealand in the third match in Guwahati, taking unassailable 3-0 lead in the series. And with that, we come to the end of this news bulletin.